Borealis Brass was formed in 1994 by Jane Aspinas and John Harbaugh and Tracy Gibbons, who were then the brass faculty at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I joined the group in 1998, and Dr. Gustafson joined in 2004. And that's the core ensemble. And then we add whoever we want to play whatever music we want. We've played with violin. We've played with violin and organ, as many as 8 people. And for our concerts this weekend, we're performing as a quintet.
The nice thing about our group is John Aspinas is actually versatile. He plays violin and tuba. So we've had some piece commissioned for him to play violin as well as him playing tuba. So it works pretty well.
And you're being joined by one of your students here who's here with us, Campbell Longworth.
Yes, he's joining us in the quintet, and Campbell is a student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and here he is.
How did you come to get involved with these guys? They're your teachers, I guess.
Yes, I study with Dr. Gustafson on trumpet in the wind ensemble, and then also with Dr. Bichigo in the jazz band. And I guess they liked how I sound.
We love his sound.
And I filled in actually for a few weeks as a rehearsal performer, a rehearsal trumpet player, for one of their concerts upcoming in Dillingham a few months ago, because the person's place I was taking was unable to be in town. And so I guess they were impressed and asked me to play with them in Malaysia and Petersburg, and I graciously accepted and have had a great time.
Yeah. We just went on a 2-week tour to Malaysia where Campbell played with us and did several concerts, evening concerts, school clinics, worked with students, and it was a great time.
I know you just stopped up here, Campbell, so you don't have your instrument with you, so you get to listen with me to Dr. Gustafson and Dr. Bichigo. So we're going to listen to you, and go ahead. You have a couple of pieces that you prepared, so for it.
The first one's an old Norwegian folk song, Huldrelak, and it's set by Agatha Backer Grundahl.
I'm the only one here, otherwise it'll be in Campbell, so we'll clap for you.
Yay.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of brass ensembles and how they got started to be a tradition?
Well, when Christianity took in Italy, the trombone was used to accompany voices, particularly with Gregorian chant. It was done because the trombone has a slide and can play chromatically, so they can play any notes that the voices could sing. And they were smaller then and matched the human voice much better. And so, you know, if your tenor didn't show up to church that week, you had a trombone player play. And it filled out the sound.
Really, brass instruments started way back in history when people used to pick up conch shells on the beach. And they would warn other tribes that, you know, somebody, you know, an animal was in the area and they should be wary. And then when people started to use metal as a material, then the Scandinavians, and particularly the Norwegians, turned the metal into an instrument called lyres, which they played in duets during war times, and the two lyre players, it was kind of an S-shaped long instrument with a bell on the top that turned back toward the troops. They would, you know, tell the troops behind them using these lures, playing music, that, you know, perhaps how far the enemy was or what kind of weapons they had or things like that. So that is kind of a duet of sorts with the two lures playing. And then we get into you know, wartime Germany, when the towns were fortressed and there were big tall towers in the center, and the brass players would actually live up in the towers, and they would be the warning system for the town if something was happening. Perhaps there was a festival that day, or maybe they see in the distance that there was an enemy coming and they were going to be attacked soon. So the brass players would give out a signal, playing some fanfares or different types of music. And unfortunately, though they were highly paid musicians in these towers, they were also the first ones killed during any type of warfare, because that way they could not warn anybody what was happening. So
the Norwegian connection is there. It's appropriate. You're playing for Little Norway, and also you've taken a dangerous position on warning the town.
Yeah, and actually Scandinavia as a whole has a huge brass tradition. They have large brass festivals. I know in Finland and Sweden and Norway. A friend of mine plays in the Bergen Symphony in Norway, and she plays in many brass groups. So it's very traditional.
Well, I know I'm keeping you here longer than we planned, so I want to let you play one more song for us and let you go. Okay. Or ask you to play one more song for us and let you go.
We'd be happy to. This is at the turn of the last century, people didn't have iPods or radio or TV or anything like that. And the way they entertained themselves at home was with parlor music. And I found this book of duets for trumpet and trombone that were designed for people to play at home. And this is one called At the Smithy.
Thanks so much, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.